The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15, Letter Number 5755. Baruch Hashem, the 19th of El Tavshi Zayim, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of Saturday night, Matzoy Shabbos Kodesh. And I'm surprised that you don't confirm receiving my letter, a response to your previous letter. So, even though the Rebbe says, it is my strong hope, he didn't respond to the Rebbe, that you did as the Alter Rebbe instructed fully. In between the lines, you can see why would he not confirm the Rebbe's letter? Maybe because he didn't do what the Rebbe told him to do. And therefore, he wasn't going to confirm the Rebbe's response. But the Rebbe says, it is my strong hope that you did as the Alter Rebbe said, and fully. I'm not sure what the issue there was. And you had not been persuaded to the persuasion of the Klugingker. Klugingker is the sly one, the smart one, the Yetzirah called a Klugingker. As known, the expression, the euphemism from my father, from the Rebbe, the father of the previous Rebbe, that's the Rebbe Rashab, that sometimes the Klugingker, the sly one, the Yetzirah dresses himself up in a silk garment. You know, a silk garment is worn by very important people. So he puts himself on in a silk garment and he's trying to persuade you, but it's still the same Yetzirah. He just disguises himself and changes his garment. Look also in the Yom Yom Chav Gimel Sivan, the Rebbe mentioned before what it leads to. Now, I'm not sure what happened over there, but also the question in this letter, that also is surprising. The Rebbe halacha question. This is the halacha is, you know, there's the idea of a leverage marriage. So, if the brother dies without any children, so another brother is supposed to be miyabim marry his wife, his deceased brother's wife. That's the mitzvah of yibum, of leverage marriage. But the halacha is that what happens if the brother is old and the woman whose husband died is young? So then we will tell, there's another way, is chalitza. Chalitza means he releases her. So the Gemara says that if he is old and she's young, then we'll say to him, go find somebody of your age. But is Rebbe's question, then you're changing Hashem's will, because there's a mitzvah of yibum, and here we're saying, because I mean, you don't like it or she doesn't like it, then we're not going to do Hashem's will. How do we change Hashem's will like that? And the Rebbe says, it's a surprising question. That's not the change at all. Because this itself, that you should go to somebody of your liking, of your age, is also a command of Hashem. In a case of yibum, if it's not, the age is not fitting, so that the Hashem wants not to make yibum them. It's not going, changing the will of Hashem. It's the Rebbe says, same as you would be asking, Rebbe says, the same as you would be asking, you know, sometimes we find that there is a prohibition in the Torah, and yet the Torah says that if there is a positive mitzvah, the positive mitzvah overrides the prohibition, okay? It's called Ese Doiche Loisese. So you're going to say, oh, you're violating Hashem's will, because by doing it, Hashem says, don't do it. No, because if it's a case when there's a positive, the Torah says that the positive overrides the prohibition. Say, for example, pikuach nefesh. A person is in danger. His life is in danger. It overrides Shabbos. So you're going to say, oh, how could you go against Hashem's will? No, you're changing. Hashem says to keep the Shabbos, and you're violating. No. Hashem wants in a case when there is pikuach nefesh, you should not keep Shabbos. That is the will of Hashem. You're not going against Hashem's will. So the same case by Yibum, when it's not the right age, the Eibishter doesn't, Hashem doesn't want them to get married. That's why we use chalitz over there. And the Rebbe said, there's an endless amount of examples to give you. And the Rebbe says, of course, from here and on, at least you'll keep the Shurei Chitas, Chumash Tilman Tanya, in addition to learning Torah in general, classes in Torah in general, with blessing v'aksivach simatoiva, in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So, I'm not sure what the first part of the letter talking about, he didn't get an answer from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe apparently is worried that he's not following the instruction of the Alter Rebbe, as the Rebbe told him. And also his question in this case, how could we say that the person should not do chalitza, not yibum, do chalitza instead, when there's a mitzvah of yibum, just because the age is not fitting? The Rebbe said, what kind of question is that? When the age is not fitting, then Hashem wants you not to do yibum, but to do chalitza. Same as overriding Shabbos, if it's a case of danger, as the Doicha Loisa said, and many examples. The Rebbe encourages him to keep, at least from here and on, the classes in Chitas, the Rebbe blessed him, by the Rebbe's secretary.